Loyal listeners, if you ever wanted to get an ad-free edition of the HLS podcast, plus get a weekly bonus episode recapping the national picture, make sure you head over to patreon.com/ndtex. Again, that is patreon.com/ndtex. You will also get some other exclusive content in the form of posts every week as well. So make sure to join our Patreons, including new Patreons Stacy F. and Shane P. No, not the other Shane that podcasts with me. It's a different one. But make sure you join them as well as all of our other Lowell Patreons. Thank you all for your support. Hello and welcome to bowl season over here on the Picks Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Ritter. You can call me ND Tex. And as always, you can subscribe to the pod, at least for about another month, over at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. Make sure to come join us in Discord. That'll never go away over at HerLoyalSons.com/Discord. Twitch.tv/HerLoyalSons is where you can find us in a couple weeks for the sim. And of course, you can find us for a limited time over at HerLoyalSons.com. And with that said, I bring in the true victor. I paid my dues. Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It feels good. I've got my 2021-2022 Darts World Championship picks all ready to go. We started out hot today. Nice. We're ready. Fallon Sherrick ready to shock the world, baby.
One of these, maybe in my post-HLS days, I'll be able to get into it when I'm not having to do all kinds of other stuff. I always say that, but my job does not allow these things to happen.
It's the perfect background noise during the day in December. It's just the best.
All right. I need to find a way to get on this. I need to find a way to get on this. We'll do that. But we are here for bowls. But before that, I'm going to do one final brag. Bits aside, I only counted the spread because that's all we've been doing. I should give us two wins because I know we're both men of culture and had the under because the under always hits in Army Navy. There are people always. Oh, are they going to hit the over? And I'm just sitting here laughing. I'm like, this. They're going to take the air out of the ball for an entire quarter. Have you not watched one of these games? That's exactly what happened. And we both would have won that. I did get the spread. Army-Navy stayed close. Of course, it did not matter. But that finalized me at 99-70-4 this season. Eddie with a very nice, I think he picked wrong on purpose, because that brought him down to 169-4.
That's a pretty good record.
That's a very good record. So now we go into bowl season.
Yeah. Let's light it all on fire. We can keep the bowl record separate. I'd like to keep that. It's just such a beautiful set of numbers. We can keep the regular season separate and then still have, you know, an overall, I guess.
Yeah, we're going to have, I'm going to keep it separate. We're going to keep the regular season tracked, our bowl season, and our overall for our final season. But hey, even you would think, even if we flip coins, we should still end up above 500 overall. But hey, we'll see, because these first bowl games, things are mighty interesting for teams we haven't watched too often. We're trying to keep track of opt-outs, but Eddie has the most important information because, sir, you told me you have the giveaways for these bowl games.
We've got shout out to the Sports Business Journal. We have a list of all the bowl giveaways. But yeah, you said it, man, between coaching changes, opt-outs, and shit, like, COVID is back in a big way in sports right now. Who knows? You know, we saw it. San Diego State got hit hard before their title game, which they got fucking obliterated in.
Yeah, that was Utah painful State. To watch.
So, I mean, who knows if somebody comes back with a bug and all of a sudden Omicron drops your roster by 30. Like, who the fuck knows, man?
Yeah, this could definitely happen. As far as how we're picking games, bowl season will kick off on Friday. And we're going to pick games all the way up through Thursday. Typically, we would do this little recording on a Wednesday since bowl season is actually cooperating and having a very clean weekend schedule over the holiday months. Eddie, though, being the good son that he is going to have some birthday dinner with his mom, as well he should.
Shout out to moms.
Doing a silly podcast with me. And so that means we will be going Thursday, and Thursday we will pick all the games up to the following Wednesday, and we'll keep going at our normal pace. So that gives us not too many more games, only 14. So a couple extras. So you got your 12-pack and, you know, a couple extra shots in there on a Thursday night is where we're going to be going. And it ends in Florida. So that's just perfect.
What more could you ask for?
Exactly. Well, with that said, Eddie, are you ready to get to the bowl game, sir?
Let's bowl, baby.
I like that. Let's bowl, baby. That's a good one.
See what I did there?
How many years have we been doing this? You just now pulled that one out?
Have I not done that every
year? I can't remember. I don't believe so.
That surprises me about me, but it's very possible.
All right. Well, we are going to start off in the Bahamas Bowl. Wish you were still sponsoring it, Popeyes. You were so pure. Too good for this world. This is going to be Middle Tennessee against Toledo, where Toledo is a 10-point favorite. Total in this one is 50. This will be on at 11 a.m. in God's time zone. To hell with work on Friday. Eddie, before you say who you have, the important thing, what are we getting here?
I mean, aside from an all-expenses-paid trip to the Bahamas when you were from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, and Toledo, Ohio.
How is this such a nondescript bowl game? This needs to be like a shining jewel. I want to go to this game.
I mean, I'm sure they would love to sell you a ticket. It usually looks like there's a fairly decent amount of seats.
And no security that gives a shit either, because then some guy like take a beer and was shooting bows and arrows once he's there.
I mean, we had I think the first 5 years of the bowl game, we had a fight every year. Four of those Memphis was involved in.
It's true. I forgot about that.
But this year, you get yourself some board shorts, an ice shaker bottle, a beach towel, a string backpack, a lapel pin, and an additional item to be determined.
Oh, interesting there. I like how there's an ice, what? A shaker?
You said? Yeah, a shaker, you know, a shaker bottle.
Oh, okay. Like for protein shakes and shit. Okay.
Yeah, not a like cocktail. Yeah,
I was like, wait, we gotta be mixing drinks on the sideline here?
The first time I read it, I thought the exact same thing, but then I was like, oh wait, no, like shaker bottle. I got you.
Okay. All right. Well, not too bad. Very good beach attire. Hopefully, they get the fluffy version of the beach towel, because you can get like two separate variations. You can get the real cheap ass like rough.
Yeah, you don't want the sandpaper one.
Yeah, it might as well be sand while you're trying to get the sand off. Yeah, that's no bueno. But anyway, down to the pick, sir. Lead us off, champ.
Well, Mitsu been trading wins and losses lately. Only 5-5 against the number. Toledo doing well against the number, 7-4 on the year. Got a 3-game win streak going. Putting up a shit ton of points lately. Early on, this is a mad public line. And this one, we actually have enough votes to where it kind of registers. Over 3,000 and you're at 6,184. That being said, the line has been moving. So it's not locked in, so I don't feel like it's going to be a just public bloodbath. And Mitsu's lost their top two quarterbacks this year. This Toledo team plays hard. I mean, we saw it early on. I think, obviously, if Notre Dame played Toledo in November, it would be a much different game. But Toledo's a solid-ass team this year. So I'm going to go ahead and lay the points with the Rockets.
Yeah, and typically, I fear the double-digit spread in bowl games. Bowl games are typically always a little bit crazier, a little bit closer. But every now and then, you end up in just a little bit of a mismatch. The thing I like the most, Eddie, is that Toledo, in their last 5 games, they covered 4. And some of those numbers are pretty big numbers. They've covered a 28.5 point spread, and they've also covered a 10.5 point spread. Usually teams, you see them kind of falter on those lines. So enjoying the Bahamas, the fact that there are quarterback situations over in Middle Tennessee, they're down to their third and fourth string options. So that's a little rough. And I've seen Toledo play, like you said. So they're going to, I have a feeling they're going to put a nice cap on this. So even though I have my misgivings, I do agree that the line movement tends to say that Vegas was doing what they expected public to do, be scared of the near double-digit spread, said this would be closer, and the public said no, and Vegas said, oh, fuck. So I'll go ahead and take that 10 points. Maybe worst-case scenario is push is what I'm hoping for here. Next up, we have Northern Illinois and Coastal Carolina heading down to the first of many bowl games over in Orlando, Florida. This for the Tail Greeter Cure Bowl. I have no fucking clue what Tail Greeter is. It sounds like some conglomeration that would happen because of OnlyFans. But, Eddie, maybe you can give us some insight.
I just have the basic OnlyFans package available. I have not upgraded to the Tail Greeter.
That seems dangerous.
That also sounds real illegal.
Anyways, what do we have for giveaways for this game?
There's a joke there that I left on the table. You get yourself a hoodie, you get yourself a long sleeve dry fit t-shirt, a flex fit performance hat, a deluxe duffel bag, wireless power bank, and yet again, an ice shaker bottle.
So somebody has sponsored like every bowl to get their logo on something here.
Yeah, a lot of shaker bottles.
A lot of shaker bottles. I also like the hoodies being given out in Florida. Weird move. But okay. I mean, Northern Illinois is going to make use of them. Coastal Carolina, sometimes. But anyways, let's go back to the spread. We got a double-digit one here as well. 10.5 points in this one. Total is 63.5. Right now, at least there hasn't been an opt-out for Grayson McCall. So of all, he's going to be playing, which is where I'm going to go and lean this pick, is that he is still going to be there. This is one where we do have about 3,000 bets hitting. We do have 52% of the tickets on Northern Illinois, but a whole shitload of money over on Coastal Carolina at 73%. The line has moved slightly. I haven't watched nearly enough Maction as I would like to. What little I've seen, though, from Northern Illinois, and really from most of the MAC, is there was a whole lot of not great there. Coastal Carolina, on the other hand, while they didn't have the same storybook season they had last season, it's still the Coastal Carolina you know and love. They will still put up points. They still have a great offense. That's what I'm leaning towards here. Even though it is a lot of points, I am nervous about it. The public's going one way and the money's going the other. That tends to make me feel very good, especially if the lines creep in that direction as well. So go ahead and give me Coastal Carolina. Who do you got?
This is one of those scary ones picking early. You know, not only could McCall opt out, he's been banged up the last couple weeks.
I mean, true.
It could just be a pure injury type deal. So we still don't know if he's going to play. There has not been a decision made either way. You've also got their tight end, likely. He was a Mackey semifinalist. He's been getting a lot of NFL buzz. There's potential for an opt out there, I guess. I wouldn't think he would, but it's on the board. Getting a 10.5 spread is a little scary, but at full strength, I mean, this Coastal team should blow them out. Hell, Spapluse has this as a 20-point win for Coastal.
Ooh, buddy.
Yeah. NIU is a bizarre team this year. I mean, their record is solid, but they have a minus 15-point differential on the year. Now, a lot of that comes from getting their shit kicked in by Michigan, but even when you go to the conference point differential, it's like a 3. So it's been they're kind of the inverted Nebraska of always playing close games but winning all your coin flips. So I'm very nervous about going into this game and then McCall opting out, but their backup's gotten time this year and they're just a much better team, and you got to figure with the betting numbers that somebody's got it on good authority that he's going to play. So we'll go with the Shots. Even though they are not good against the number this year, 4-6.
That's true. There's a lot of that here. There's also some where I looked for some trends, and they're just teams that are god-awful against the number going against each other. It's not fun.
Yeah.
All right, next up, this... Oh, God, I love these sponsors. Website I never know existed, roofclaim.com, Boca Raton Bowl.
I mean, it seems very fitting that a very obvious scam website is hosting the bowl game in Boca Raton, Florida. Good Lord.
You know what? We're going to do something live here. Let's go to roofclaim.com.
I'd do it in a private browser.
I'm using my HLS profile.
There you go.
The proud sponsors of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay. Like I said, obvious scam.
And LSU. And the American Football Conference Championship.
Good Lord.
There's no guesswork or gambling when you choose roofclaim.com. We have a stellar reputation, a rock-solid process, and an industry-leading guarantee.
I mean, I wouldn't build my roof out of rocks, but whatever.
Oh, they're one of those websites that has the reviews popping up every time to keep giving them. I hate that little plug in there. Yeah, that's some sneaky shit. But anyways, let's get to the... Well, actually... Tell me first what Western Kentucky and App State will be receiving at this game, Eddie. Free roofs?
Well, hard to say. It's just a gift suite.
Oh, that'd be funny. They come up to the gift suite. Here's a fucking pack of shingles for
you. Yeah, have some. Here's 20% off your next fucking hole patch.
Here's a nail gun. Oh, man.
Yo, that would be sick, though. Think if somebody gave college you a nail gun.
Somebody did give college me a nail gun. I used one back in college to actually fix some roofs. It happened. I was up on a roof with a roofing nail gun. It happened. Ooh, they do drone roof-based inspections, Eddie.
I mean, all right, sure. It's easier than climbing up there.
I guess so. Ooh, $1 million guarantee with every new roof.
Stop giving fucking roofclaim.com more pub. Let's
it's just a bit at this point. Oh, anyways, God. App State, 3-point favorite against Western Kentucky. Total is 67.5. This is going to be on at 10 a.m. Good God, that's early. It's Saturday morning.
That is rough, but the good news is Western Kentucky's quarterback Zappy, who's been a stud. He's about to break Joe Burrow's single season touchdown record. The dude has been on fire this year. Hasn't opted out. Should be playing as of now. That being said, they have lost a receiver. They've lost a tackle that have both entered the portal. I mean, I guess they could technically play still. They haven't officially transferred, but. You never really know how that goes. They lost a DB as well. Appy's missing a wide receiver. I don't know. I'm just following the bets at this point. We've got almost 2,000 and it's 44 tickets, 88% of money on Western Kentucky. So somebody feels confident and I'm willing to just chase it because I've seen a little bit of both teams, but not enough to really have much of an opinion. And nothing else really jumps out. So, give me the Hilltoppers. I guess the tiebreaker is I own a Western Kentucky home field shirt. I do not own an Appy State home field shirt.
There you go. Okay. Well, I mean, they had a hell of a game against UTSA. That's the most Western Kentucky football I watched.
They did.
And basically what that told me is this team can put up points. Now, the other nerve-wracking part, Eddie, is that there is some coaching tomfoolery going on because – There is, let's see, we got their offensive coordinator, Zach Kittley, is going to Texas Tech. There was something else in here I remember seeing down there. Brian Ellis, the co-offensive coordinator, hopped over to Georgia Southern. And offensive line coach is gone, but the main guy's still there. Main guy's still in charge, which is good. You got some continuity. You don't have too much craziness going on. But I was looking at the various stats and whatnot. This read like a shootout. To me, the only game they lost as far as covering the spread as an underdog was to the Roadrunners. I can forgive them that. It was an entertaining game. That cover was very much in doubt. UTSA had to do everything they could to make sure they pulled away at the end. So like you said, Eddie, there's a shit ton of money going that direction. And the line really hasn't moved much. But again, like I said, as an underdog, they've covered twice. And only against UTSA did they not cover. So, what the hell? Let's go ahead and roll with Hilltoppers. Man, we're agreeing. Look at this. If you're going down, I'm taking you with me, buddy.
Hey, we're giving the people not one, but two parlays this week.
Well, let's see if we get some difference here with UTEP and Fresno. This is going to be at 1:15 on ESPN. And NA, I cannot believe this is a sponsor of a bowl game. We have PUBG Mobile, New Mexico Bowl. Not just PUBG, but the mobile version of the game.
That's that 10 cent money, dude. That's like they could afford much better than the New Mexico Bowl.
Right. Wasn't this one that the shutdown forecast was always joking about buying, like trying to become a sponsor?
Yeah, I think it was. Mexico
Bowl. How expensive could it be? Well, apparently not much. Only a mobile game has it.
I mean, but this one makes mad bank.
It does.
This is like the 10 cent China version that is played by billions.
Hey, the whole thing is free to play now. Does that mean I get my money back from early access?
Probably not.
I highly doubt it. Anyways, UTEP and Fresno facing off in this one. Fresno is an 11.5 point favorite against UTEP. You remember UTEP way back in the day, Eddie, how they screwed us over?
They did.
Hilariously enough, most of the money's on them. 57% of the bets for Fresno, 67% for UTEP. I got to be honest, I've watched very little Fresno. They tended to pop up in our recaps when it was, hey, they're ranked and now they're not anymore because they lost a really stupid game. And UTEP would always pop up every now and then. We're like, oh, hey, these guys have fucked us over. I think we picked two of their games, if I remember right. But somehow, there's like on Action Network, all of their experts or whatever are picking UTEP on the spread. The money's over there on the spread. Apparently, there's some sharps on Fresno, but I don't know that. I really can't trust Fresno with a double-digit spread. And the line's been going down. So grab it while it's hot. Grab it while it's two scores. Give me the Miners. Who do you got?
This is a tough one to pick.
Oh, we didn't do the glyphs.
Just a gift suite.
Damn. Didn't even give them a free mobile like currency. Well, come on.
You get 1,000 coins. This is a tough one because Fresno State's head coach, DeBoer, is going to Washington. The OC is going with him to Washington. And here's where it gets weird. Jake Haner, the quarterback, said he was transferring to Washington. And then 2 days later decided, never mind, I'm going to stay. So
he's been real locked in during practice, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, how does that affect him with the team? Congratulations on winning the prestigious Channel 6 EDSBS and Holly Anderson Bradley Van Pelt Award. mostly for the incredible comeback that he led week 3 where he had about 19 broken ribs. But, I mean, is he going to play? I don't know.
There's three quarterbacks listed on the depth chart with no name starter.
Yeah. You know, both these teams are 7-4 against the spread, but Fresno's 5-1 is a favorite. UTEP, 3-3 is a dog. And they're coming off a bad loss to UAB. I mean, they got stomped by 17. If Haner plays, I think it's Fresno easy, but there's so much question up for grabs, it's tough. UTEP, first time being back in a bowl since 2014. They've only been in 6 bowls since 2000. You know how they've done in those bowl games?
I'm assuming really bad, since you haven't given a whole lot of good stats for them.
Yeah, it's an offer. So it's possible these guys come in fired up because it's their first bowl trip. But I don't know. Fresno is the much better team. I think if they come with their weapons, they should win. And I'm getting value now with the line going down. So give me Fresno.
All right. We finally disagree. Here we go. Getting a little fun now. Next up is the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl down in Shreveport, Louisiana. Florida State. They miss you. And apparently, so does your recruiting.
Man. Aflac money gun go brrr.
can't beat that Deion Sanders-Barstool relationship, apparently. Boy. Anyways, we got UAB. We got number 13 BYU because they are the bad side of the independents that are screwed with their bowl choices. They are only favored by 7 and totals 55. Eddie, what are they getting? What kind of radiance are we getting delivered here at this bowl?
The old throwback fossil watch.
Ooh, there we go.
A new era beanie, a commemorative football, and a gift suite.
A commemorative football and a beanie.
Yeah, gotta hope that gift suite is loaded.
It's just nothing but what's that fucking restaurant that Drew Brees has that only runs commercials? A walk-on.
Oh, walk-ons, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be just a bunch of gift cards to walk-ons.
I mean, I've been to a walk-ons. It's pretty tasty.
Really? Okay.
It's like a sports bar slash, I don't like Chili's, TGI Fridays type food. It's not good, but it's tasty.
It's not
shitty fried food deliciousness.
There you go. Okay. Well, that'll work. All right, so this will be on at 4:45 in the afternoon in God's time zone on Saturday. I said BYU 7-point favorite. Eddie, you are up, sir.
I mean, this BYU team should be in the Rose Bowl with as many Pac-12 teams as they smoked. And now you got to go to fucking Shreveport? Now, I get it. You're from Provo and you're a Mormon, so it's not like you have a good idea of what fun is or are going to be that worried about it. But still, you got to think that's a big letdown compared to the year that they had. Then you throw on the fact that they're only 4-7 against the spread on the year, 1-5 when they're favored. Meanwhile, UAB, 8-3 against the number. And would you like a bear fact, my friend?
Rawr.
Since 2008, single-digit dogs cover at a 51% clip. That's... it's fine. It's
pure coin
about what
flip.
You'd expect.
Yeah.
But of those teams that covered, 77% of them won outright.
Okay.
Meaning since since 2008, 39% of single digit dogs have won outright. I kind of like that here. Now, how much of this is still me being pissed off that BYU cost me like $600 when they let USC back into the game?
Probably
a couple weeks
quite
ago?
A bit.
It's a non-zero amount, that's for sure. But I think UAB is going to be way more fired up. They've been playing good football lately, and I can't see BYU getting motivated for this game.
Well, the question is, does UAB have their leading rusher? Dwayne McBride suffered an injury late, and no status provided as of yet. But at the end of the day, I think BYU's in a different class than UAB. Not saying UAB sucks by any means. You don't get to bowl games by being complete garbage. Like I said, look at Florida State making this game before. Actually, wait, that doesn't really prove the argument. That's the opposite
of
what I'm going for. Anyway.
Just firing.
Hey, look, you got to kick off. When one of your most famous alumnus just completely torches your ass. And then some idiot posts on Twitter that he burns your fucking jersey that's in a frame.
That's just hard work.
People asking for Florida State to unretire his number. Oh, it's good. Just keep kicking a while down. Just love to see it. Anyways, keep Norvell forever. He earned that extension. But I actually trust in BYU. I just think they're flat out the better team. I think you gave a lot of good logic, a lot of good facts here. I do agree with the motivation. I don't think BYU's going to be very motivated for this. This is a top 15 team in the fucking Independence Bowl. This is such bullshit. But talent eventually wins out. Motivation aside, I've seen unmotivated teams just steamroll people. And you can tell that they're sloppy, they're making mistakes. Now, BYU's not exactly built to steamroll people. But I think they could do it against BYU could do it against UAB. Too many fucking acronyms and abbreviations here. especially if UAB doesn't have McBride, that'll be very interesting. But go ahead and give me the Cougars. I, too, lost money on that BYU thing. I was not happy about it, but you know what? I can forgive, Eddie. I can forgive.
It's what makes you weak, Ryan.
Eastern Michigan and Liberty. Going to the Lending Tree Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. This will be Saturday at 4:45 on an ESPN network. I have ESPN listed here twice. So one's on the Deuce, I assume, or one's on ABC. Who knows? It'll be on TV somewhere. You'll find it.
This one's on ESPN. The last one is on ABC.
Okay, so that makes sense. BYU ending up on ABC. There we go. I don't know why I'm editing this. I will never look at it again, but whatever. Anyways, Eastern Michigan and Liberty. Liberty a 9.5-point favorite, but what is Lending Tree giving to the people, Eddie?
Hard to say. Just a gift suite.
Lots of loans.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, you know those college loans most of you avoided? Boy, do we have a deal for you. All right. Liberty is a 9.5-point favorite. I really want to pick out a spite, Eddie, because I am no fan of Liberty. But I've actually watched a couple MAC games where Eastern Michigan was featured. It didn't look too pretty. And Liberty, I know, has a little bit of a pulse. Then, on the other side, and I know it's early, but we still have a fair amount of bets. We have nearly 2,000. 79% of the money's on there, while 56% of the tickets are over on Eastern Michigan. I feel like I keep breaking my rule about not liking large spreads, but I've historically picked bad in bowl games anyway. So whatever, let's steer into the skid and go against my gut feeling. God, this feels wrong, but give me Liberty. Give me Death 2 for this pick. Anyways, who you got?
Well, I'm glad you feel as bad about it as you do, because I'm taking Eastern Michigan here.
Yay!
Liberty has been dead. Their offense has been gone the last three games. They've lost their last three straight up. The line has moved 2 points in Liberty's favor, so it's chasing the money. So, I feel like I'm getting more value. And there's a lot of pub for their quarterback, Willis, as a first-round draft pick. So does he decide, you know, maybe I just sit this one out and take it on senior day?
Got to raise the draft stock, man. Got to raise the draft stock.
I mean, if you're a quarterback from Liberty and your stock is in the first round right now, I don't know if I'd be risking anything.
Okay, look, I'm looking at the same thing that you are. It says, who some project. Some is doing a lot of work in that sentence, Eddie.
I'm not just talking about that. I have seen mock drafts with this dude's name in the first round.
Okay, all right.
Plus, at the end of the day, it's always fun to pick against Liberty, and it now is. It's up to damn near 10 points. So, yeah, give me the fighting emus.
Well done. I like the puns there, so good job.
Do what I can.
All right, we got one more before the break, and I have to issue a correction because I can't read. ESPN, for whatever reason, they are the only entity I've ever seen do this on the schedule. They put the bowl name below the teams that were playing. So I thought Jimmy Kimmel was doing a very funny joke by sponsoring an L.A. Bowl in Louisiana. Turns out he's sponsoring an L.A. Bowl in L.A. This is the Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl presented by Stifel, which fuck if I know what that is. This will be in prime time, 6:30 p.m. on ABC. I'm guessing Kimmel just follows immediately after this as he presents the trophy. I have no idea what's going on. I'm probably watching Saturday Night Live anyway. Sorry, Jimmy. I love you, buddy, but the joke's there. Utah State, Oregon State. Oregon State is a 7.5-point favorite. Oh, let me make sure I have this one right, because this could be, yes, 7.5-point favorite. The line has not moved since opening. 67 points is the total. Eddie, what is Jimmy Kimmel handing out there?
Hey, Jimmy's got the brands. You know that. You get yourself a JR286 duffel bag.
Ooh.
A bump box Bluetooth speaker.
A bump box
with two X's, because you know it's cool.
It's in stereo.
Yeah. There is a Maui Jim sunglasses fitting.
Oh.
I don't know if you actually get sunglasses or they're just like, hey, so here's what you want. Here's the code. This is your shortcut these are the perfect size sunglasses for you. Now you can come order them at full price from us.
All right. I get a humble brag because work treated us, the managers, to a Maui Jim fitting. They indeed handed over a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. So I'm hoping... Nice. This is what they get. And I must say, those are some high quality sunglasses that I would never spend money on my own. So thank you, Work. I appreciate it. Enjoy.
There you go.
Yeah, man. Jimmy Kimmel going out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like you still get a commemorative football, a water bottle, and then a gift card value to be determined. I also guess the location is to be determined as well.
It's Maui Jim.
There you go.
Here,
$7.
Yeah, here's $200 for your $400 glasses or whatever. I know they're not that expensive. But anyways, Eddie, the floor is yours, sir.
This is an interesting one. I've been fairly heavy on Oregon State all year, I feel like. I feel like whenever they've come up, I've been on the Beavs. But they are missing their best linebacker, led the conference in tackles. That's not good. And they are missing their second best receiver because he was involved in that little Civil War kerfluffle. So he's going to miss the first half. The Bear likes Oregon State. Spaploos likes Oregon State by 9.7 points. But Utah State is coming off the just absolute ass-whipping of San Diego State in the conference title game, 46-13. Utah State, 8-4 against the number. Oregon State, 6-5. That's fine. It's not great. But do you know what they are as a favorite, Ryan?
Oregon State?
Yeah.
I have them as, I know you got, I guess, more accurate numbers or whatever, but Action Network's telling me 4-3.
Not against the spread. They are 1-5 as a favorite against the spread, according to our friends at Sportsline. And they've only won one game away from home this year. Now, ironically, it was in the Coliseum where this game is being played against USC in League 2, which I don't love that part, but the rest of it, I feel pretty good. There's a little concern that Utah State sort of blew their emotional load in the conference title game against San Diego State. But I'm hoping that with the missing players and all that, I'm hoping Utah State, if nothing else, keeps it close.
Well, sir, I am right there with you on Utah State. Here's something that got pointed out to me on Action Network, because this is just straight up. Utah State's been an underdog a lot, Eddie. Care to know what their straight up record is as an underdog?
Hit me.
5-2.
Pretty good.
Oh, buddy. I saw that and I was like, ooh, I will take this. Because here's the other side of it. You got a group of five team. I always love the group of five, power five matchups. It's not that the power five teams will always go in sleepy. I think Oregon State is one of those teams that is going to be very happy to play in a bowl game, actually having a pretty solid season. But oh, man, the group of five. They love getting frisky in these games, and they got real frisky when they just beat the dog stuffing, like you said, out of San Diego State. They were almost a whole touchdown underdog, and my math is bad, but I do believe they won by 27 points, if I'm calculating this correctly. And I do believe that is correct. They have also covered big spreads.
Wait, in which game?
San Diego State.
No, you are not calculating that correctly.
No, I am not. It should be 33 points.
There he is.
Fucking hell. I'm an
engineer. That's why you don't try to do math live.
No joke. But they also they went through all the city states in California. They beat San Jose State as an underdog too. So now it's time just to go a little bit more up north, knock off someone with the Pac-12. We've seen a lot of Pac-12 craziness to begin with. But I like that they're so good straight up as an underdog. That's a spicy team. Might find me sprinkling the money line on this one to go chase Jet, because why the hell not? So go ahead and give me the Aggies, I do believe, if I remember Utah State correctly.
You are correct.
They are one of the many Aggie teams. All right. Well, we're going to take...
All which suck.
We are going to take a quick break. We will be right back with the other seven bowl games. Okay, we are back, and it is time for a classic, Eddie. The RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl. Because nothing says New Orleans like a trucking company. Number 23, Louisiana will face off against Marshall. Louisiana is a 5-point favorite. This will close out your Saturday slate over at ESPN. A little bit of Louisiana football after dark, some Fun Belt after dark, whatever you want to call it. That's going to be happening over on ESPN late, late, late. Eddie, what is being given out in New Orleans?
Well, we get ourselves a fossil watch once again, and then a gift sweep.
Cool. Hopefully there's like big old hurricane, like the big old hurricane bones and stuff like that, but there's no way they're going to be that fun. All right, I am up to pick. So Louisiana started off the season by breaking my heart and not taking out Texas, if I remember correctly. So I always have that in the back of my mind. This game is being bet completely even. Action Network has some kind of sports math of their own saying that this is a really, really good line for Marshall. That's about all I have to pick on. So whatever. There's some sports nerd. I have no idea what the Sapluse says. I should have looked it up before this. That would have been actual research, but I just do what's in front of me, Eddie. I just pick up the phone because I can't go search on Twitter for Bill Conley's tweets. They're informative. They're good, but I'm not going to do it. No. Go ahead and give me Marshall. And this also seems like one of those traps. Ooh, this team's ranked. This team isn't. Once you're at the bottom of the barrel there, folks, top 25, it doesn't mean as much. Go ahead and give me the herd. Who do you got?
Well, Ryan, in your gift suite for this game, I've got good news for you, because I did look up Bill Connolly's tweet, and not only does he have Marshall covering, he has Marshall winning this game outright in Sapluse by a whopping 1.2 points.
That covers.
Obviously, Luloff is going through a lot of changes. Billy Napier was hired by Florida and is now gone. He stuck around for the conference title game, but he's gone and took the co-DC linebacker coach, the running back coach, the strength and conditioning coach, and an offensive analyst. The upside for them is they promoted you can't ask for a better name than this for Luloff. Michael Desormo goes up from, and here's a weird one, co-defensive coordinator / tight ends coach.
Makes sense.
To head coach.
Makes sense.
And on top of all that, your starting running back is also questionable for Luloff. Marshall's supposed to be full go. I think Luloff got the emotional conference title win, said goodbye to their coaches. Meanwhile, Marshall's coming in, beat the shit out of Western Kentucky in their last game. Neither team is good against the spread as a whole, but Luloff is a favorite, 2-4. Marshall is a dog, 5-1 against the number. So give me the herd. This is I'm going to try a bunch of single-digit sprinkles. If I think it's a cover, I'm firing.
You might as well, because you never know what's going to happen in these. These games are always so funny. This is the part that sucks about everybody getting so regionalized in conference play, because then when you get to situations like this, you have no idea what to expect, and you find out that the conferences that you thought were once really good might just be fucking garbage. And that's not just for the Power Five. It goes for the Group of Five as well. So should be interesting. Now we go over to Myrtle Beach. This bowl, the Myrtle Beach Bowl, is presented by TaxAct. Myrtle Beach, taxes, well, that sounds like a joke waiting to be written right there. This will be your only game on Monday, and in the infinite wisdom of the people that schedule these fucking things, have this game on at 1:30 in the goddamn afternoon.
Can't go against Monday Night Football.
Fuck that shit. We have the ability to have a second screen, people. We have the ability. We got the technology. Stop fucking around. Anyways, Old Dominion and Tulsa. Going at this one. Tulsa is an 8.5-point favorite. Total is 52.5. Eddie, what is being given out at Old Myrtle Beach?
The only time you'll ever see him in the world, a fossil watch. A big game autograph football, an ice shaker bottle, and a gift suite.
A big game autograph football.
Big, capital B, capital G. So maybe it is a Super Bowl autograph football? I don't know.
Does his Triple H, an inflated Triple H, come out there and sign a bunch of footballs?
I, anything is possible.
big game for God. I like Fossil. We need to like do an investigative report on how Fossil has a fucking cartel keeping them alive with just fucking bowl games.
There's been a lot of them.
It's not an awful watch, but how are they have their teeth sunk so far into them? What the hell? Don't understand.
You know, you got the Old Navy deal, probably sure. Still partnering with Abercrombie and Fitch and bowl games. What more do you need?
Now I think the ice shakers are not like some generic protein company. I think it's a Fossil ice shaker. I'm almost convinced. All right. Well, who do you got in this one?
I got to be honest with you, Ryan. I ain't got shit on this one. I looked at their schedules. I think the only game I watched between either of these teams was Tulsa versus Cincy. And Tulsa put up a good fight. It was an 8-point loss to Cincy, and Cincy's obviously a very good team. You look at Old Dominion's schedule, and their wins all came against really shitty teams. When they played real teams in the beginning part of the season, they lost, and they couldn't even cover. So just some quick schedule watch stuff. I'm going to go Tulsa, but I am not saying that there is a whole lot of confidence behind this pick, which, well, we'll get to that at the end of the podcast.
Oh, okay. That'll be interesting. Yeah, there's not a whole lot to go here. And these are two 500 teams. Old Dominion is apparently really good against the number, according to Action Network, at least. They have them at 9-3, Tulsa at 7-5. And Tulsa, sucking real bad, is the favorite at 3-5. Underdog for Old Dominion, 6-2. Like you said, Eddie, they have been playing nothing but garbage.
At some point, you and I got to figure out whether Action Network is right or Sportsline is right.
So you have completely opposite numbers?
I have Tulsa as 5-1 as a favorite against the spread.
And here's Action Network saying they're the favorite 8 times. Like this, I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, I know not to trust that. But anyways, yeah, like you said, they haven't played a whole lot of good teams. Tulsa does actually have a pulse, and Tulsa has also been a little bit more battle-tested as well. Like you said, they played Cincinnati tough, they had to deal with Navy's bullshit, and they also, should know, beat the Ponies. That's a team that can put up some points, and they handled them. So you know what? I think I'm with you. Let's go schedule. I would love to go ahead and steer into whatever bullshit Action Network has, but apparently they are not to be trusted.
Well, it could also be that Sportsline is not to be trusted.
I don't know. And it could also be like what spreads are they using? I'm assuming they're using consensus lines to do the situationals here. But
hard to say.
It is what it is.
Garbage in, garbage out, kids. Yeah,
there you go. Especially on this podcast. Oh, there is a downside, though. There are 3 players that entered the transfer portal. I'm assuming they are not going to be playing. You have a defensive coordinator and offensive line coach switching jobs. But that's, really about it. So, yeah, we'll see what ends up happening. Tulsa is yet to confirm if any stay in the bowl game. I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be okay. All right, next up. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl, where you get to look up all kinds of recipes. You can go to a website and find out all kinds of ways to cook a potato, which, folks, I love potatoes. They're great. But you can only put them in breakfast tacos in so many ways, fry them in so many ways, and mash them in so many ways. It's a potato. Let's be honest with ourselves here. We're just tricking it up. It's still a potato. Appreciate the potato, but don't bullshit your way through it. Anyways, this game is between Kent State and Wyoming at 2:30 in the afternoon on ESPN. Eddie, what kind of taters are these teams getting?
A whole gift suite of taters.
God, I would be really nervous. It's like, oh, we get a gift suite at a potato bowl.
Here's some custom potato peelers.
They got like all these bullshit gadgets that don't even fucking work for like potatoes.
Hell yeah.
Like all the weird slices.
Potato masher. It slices, it dices, it julienne fries. There
you go. All right. Well, the spread in this one is Wyoming by 3 points. total is 58.5. I don't even know if I mentioned the other team. That would be Kent State. Boy, you want to talk about two teams I know nothing about. Well, I know there's very few bets right now, but so far the public's all over Wyoming, all 680 of them. That's a little nerve-wracking at the beginning. I don't know if Kent State's any good, but it's weird that Wyoming is a favorite. Like, gut feeling is odd to me, but like I said, don't know anything about the team, so I'll go with the slightly judgy coin flip here that most of the public's on Wyoming and take Kent State. There's no logic here. There is just bullshit. Who do you got?
I'm not far behind you on this one. I pretty much looked at the schedules. Both teams are coming off a loss, but Kent State's 4-2 in their last six. Wyoming is 2-4 in their last six. So let's ride Uncle Mo.
All right.
Kent State.
There we go. Moving on. Oh, this one is... I'm still tempted to go to this game, Eddie. I'm still tempted to go to this game. This one's closest to my backyard, if you consider a half-hour drive a backyard. This is the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl. No. Not Frisco as in San Francisco. No, this is Frisco, Texas. Because when you think of Texas suburbs, you think of tropical smoothies. There we go. This makes no sense as a sponsor. But we have two fun teams. We have UTSA and the Punt God from San Diego State. This game will be on at 6:30 primetime on ESPN because they're not scared of the NFL this time around. Eddie, what kind of smoothie goodies are being handed out in good old North Texas?
You got yourself a Herschel backpack, a Justin cowboy hat, a big game autographed football,
God,
a beanie, a commemorative coin, a lapel pin, and a gift suite.
I need to figure out what a big game football is. I'm going to have to like start Googling this. Spread, by the way, I don't think I said it, is 2.5 on the side of UTSA. Total is 49.5. Eddie, you are up, sir.
This is no lie, like a top five bowl game for me.
It's going to be fun.
I love both of these teams. I think this is going to be super fun. Both teams are missing some guys. UTSA has got a starting safety out for a targeting in the first half. Obviously, San Diego State got roughed up by COVID pretty bad coming into their conference title game last week. And so you'd hope that guys have had enough time to get healthy, but you never know how long the reach of that kind of thing is. You've got two solid teams against the number. San Diego State's 500, but UTSA, 8-4 against the number, 5-1 as a favorite. Obviously, this is going to be the best defense UTSA has seen all year. But, man, I don't know if San Diego State has seen somebody as good as Sincere McCormick. He's really, really good, the UTSA running back. Throw in the fact that this is practically a home game for UTSA. I mean, the Roadrunners barely been around. Get decent support down at the Alamo Dome, and it's only about a four-hour drive for them.
Four and a half hours.
And the Spurs suck this year, so there's not much else going on that's going to keep them going. So what the hell? I mean, quite honestly, it's a Saturday game?
I wish it was a Saturday game. I'd be there no doubt.
Oh, is it not?
It's Tuesday. Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But I still think your gut feeling is there. People are going to take the holiday vacation.
Yeah, it's Christmas week.
There's hotels all over the fucking place around the Metroplex. There will be no shortage of being able to find an affordable room.
Yeah, it could be a fun one. But yeah, I just it's a public ass side early, but it's early, so I don't know if it really means anything. The Punt God is great, but God, they looked like absolute dog shit their last game, and that's hard to get out of my head. So give me the damn Roadrunners. Meep
as well, sir. I'm just going to ride with them till I go die. And I think you're right. This not only is a home game, basically, they're going to show out in force. This is actual good things happening for UTSA. There's like the polar opposite of some of the other teams we're talking about. They have their coach locked up. They got everybody locked up, ready to go. They're going all out for this. They're going to be extremely motivated. They're not coming off a deflating loss. Quite the opposite. They're coming off of quite a battle with Western Kentucky. That was a hell of a good game. But more importantly, sir, did you? So is it a big game football or is it a big game autograph football?
Big game autograph football.
Okay, so this is interesting. So I found a big game football factory that apparently this is a company that makes actual footballs for certain college teams, apparently. This is the apparently rumor. They have like the Nike Vapor Elite balls. You can customize it. But maybe they have some kind of autograph footballs. Maybe, I guess the idea is you can get one of those like blank white footballs and start getting autographs or something. But it's a customized. They do all kinds of logos and shit. So maybe that's what they have. I don't know. Handcrafted footballs, as American as it gets. Okay. Custom footballs for every occasion. Yeah, so you could full out custom order a football with just about anything on it. So I guarantee this is like a commemorative coin.
It's the bowl logo. Yeah, exactly.
It's going to be a bowl logo thing because they have all kinds of shit up here of all kinds of random stuff, including, Eddie, the American Championship. One of their highlights are the American Championship score between Cincinnati and Tulsa back in the day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. I think we've solved the mystery. Moving on. We're staying in Texas. Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl out in Fort Worth. Going to be played in TCU's home. Of course, we got an Armed Forces team represented. That is Army. God, those poor bastards. Oh, man. They are a four-point favorite against Mizzou. Total is 58. This will be Wednesday night, 7 p.m. in Central Time, over on ESPN. Eddie, what are the troops getting?
Well, the troops are getting a beanie, an action face figure, a Google Chromecast, a commemorative football, and a gift sweep.
If the Chromecast is the 4K Chromecast, that's a pretty good get. The
actually like $30.
It's $30-$40. It's solid. They don't have to pay for it.
I mean, it's better than a beanie.
The action face. So there's probably going to be some kind of booth where they're like taking like their face scan or whatever, and then they get
capital A action, capital F face figure.
That's going to be funny. There's going to be some really fucked up like action figure because some of those scanning technologies is one of those things. Oh, it sounds great, and then you see the result because it's not exactly a 1-to-1 thing. It's like I remember when EA Sports let me put my face on the Tiger Woods game, and some of the first few attempts were pretty fucking atrocious.
Yeah, I remember MLB The Show just created these like nightmarish Cthulhu monsters. You should go to actionface.shop because the website, it's
actionface.shop.
.shop. Oh, yeah, you are making an action figure.
God.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Make something of yourself written in the fucked up like Comic Sans / kids handwriting.
This rules.
Oh,
this
my
is,
God.
This is phenomenal.
This is creepy.
Yeah.
The graduation one is freaking me out. Oh, my dear God. This is worse than I thought. I like how this guy's football's on fire.
Well, yeah, because he's got turbo unlocked.
Why do they have a Christmas? Why do you want to put your face on Santa?
I mean, they have Christmas. They have Hanukkah theme. They have Kwanzaa theme.
Volleyball spike.
Wrestler power pose.
Oh my
medical God. Professional and medical professional with lab coat.
I like how they have various football incredible. Ones, but the guy's wearing a cap so they can show their face.
Oh, this is so stupid.
Oh my God. Yeah. Folks, go to, I mean, obviously not a sponsor because we're fucking dunking on their ass pretty hard. You have to go to actionface.shop. Because my God, oh my God, that coach one's nightmare fuel.
Yeah,
that's super.
Oh shit, and it is. It's literally the fucking NBA 2K phone scan.
Oh my God, this is.
I love it. This is fucking amazing.
This is. You know what? I'm gonna bookmark this site because this has white elephant screaming all over it.
I was just about to say this feels like a white elephant gift made to happen.
Scan my face, or maybe just random celebrity or something. Oh my gosh, that super fan looks like a fucking reject from Dragon Ball Z. What the hell?
Oh, it's so good.
Student on the go, super fast. There's flames coming out of his shoe. Who came up with this shit? Oh my god, this is great. And the first Christmas Santa on this page with like all of them, it looks like fucking Alec Baldwin as Santa.
you better hope you were nice this year.
Oh my god. Eddie!
What? He leaves mean voicemails, Ryan.
That's not what I was thinking about, and I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. You knew what you did.
I don't want to be called a horrible little pig or whatever.
Okay, all right. Anyways, there's a football game going on here. I think this is going to be a fucking 90-minute episode of bullshit.
All right, what the fuck are we picking? Army, Mizzou and Army.
Army all is right. A 4-point favorite against Mizzou. I think I'm picking. Shit, I am.
Yeah, it's your ball.
Can I kneel it? Well, damn, there's actually a quite a bit of bets on this. 88% of the money's on Army to bounce back over Mizzou. 68% of the bets, and the Lions only move half a point. Ooh. Well, look, Army had a weird game because, you know what? It's Army. And an Action Network classic. Their spread numbers are definitely weird because they only have Army as 0-1 against the spread.
That doesn't sound
what
right.
What is going on with you, Action Network? Fix your shit. I know it works for NFL games just fine. But anyways, look, Mizzou has, I don't know, been Mizzou. They didn't cover against Vanderbilt. Okay, that seals it. I'm taking Army. Your pick.
I'm really sad that you beat me to the joke. Not only did they not cover against Andy, though, their coach, who, credit to them, signed a hell of a recruiting class, even though things are about as bad as they could be for the team right now, declared an open quarterback competition when their quarterback came back from injury and sucked so bad that he was like, nah, we can't do this, but we don't have enough backups. They're terrible against the number, and look, it's Army in the Armed Forces Bowl. It's a moral obligation at this point. Give me the troops.
All right, that works. We're using logic here. We spent about 10 minutes leading you through an audio journey on actionface.shop. We gave you 2 minutes of logic, which involved me scanning my phone real quick and Eddie saying, don't pick against the troops in the Armed Forces Bowl. Which, you know what? That has never steered us wrong, to be honest.
Munkin alone is 3-1 in bowls at Army, including twice at the Armed Forces Bowl.
That's just science.
I looked at some shit.
I didn't.
I'm not completely useless.
All right. Moving on to Thursday. The Frisco Football Classic. I did not realize there would be two games in Frisco.
They literally just made this up like a week ago.
Oh, that's right.
They just created this out of thin air.
The storied history of the Frisco Football Classic that just got created from nothing. Wow. Anyway, UNT, like, a hat tip to the local team. That is definitely my backyard. That's like a 10-minute drive away from my house. But they are an underdog to Miami, Ohio. That is a 3-point dog. UNT is 2:30 p.m. God's time zone, Thursday. Eddie, what did they create out of thin air for the gifts?
Not available.
Oh, shit.
Sports Business Journal was not able to find that information because, they just made it up.
They're going to say, don't worry, we have a gift suite. Here are the leftovers from the Idaho Potato Bowl.
No, it's whatever doesn't get snapped up at the Armed Forces Bowl the night before. They'll just drive over.
Send it down there. It'll be a
Or no, even better. You got 2 days to figure out what you had left at the Frisco Bowl.
You just put all those smoothies back in the freezer and pop them right back out, man. You got it.
Good to go.
All right. Well, Eddie, you have the ball, sir.
Yeah. North Texas home game. I mean, shit. Miami coming off a brutal overtime loss where they failed on the 2-point in the what was the de facto MAC East title game to Kent State. They're bad against the number. They're worse against it when they're a favorite. And North Texas is playing a home game, so give me the Mean Green.
I like the Action Network blurb on this for like what we've been following for all the coaching changes and opt-outs. No news to report as of yet for what is essentially a home game for North Texas, just a half hour for campus. Yeah, so look, even the people that are paid to do this are giving you the exact same analysis we just did. They are really good against the number. It is a home game. Look, I don't know what Miami... They're just going to be happy to be out of Ohio right now. It's so fucking warm around here.
It's warm in Ohio right now.
Well, that's true. It's fucking warm everywhere. Yeah, even Detroit. The fucking Motor City Bowl might have nice weather, too.
No, it's in a, you know, closed stadium. So.
Well, I mean, you still got to walk around.
Pretty climate-controlled weather.
Anyways, we're both taking the Mean Green. All right, so there we go. Final game. We got a Florida competition here. The Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl over in Tampa, Florida. Gasparilla, if you're Espanol. And this is facing UCF and Florida. Florida is a 7-point favorite somehow. 55.5 points is the total. Well, it's because they're playing UCF, let's be honest. And it is at 6 p.m. on ESPN. What is Gasparilla out there in this bowl, Eddie?
Headphones, cooler backpack, beach towel, ice shaker bottle, gift suite.
You know, it's always nice to scroll down. And obviously, we don't know if these numbers are correct, but it's all red for, like, the results against the spread. Like, there's no situational split that's good for either of these teams. They've both just been bad against the number. Is Sportsline saying the same thing, Eddie?
I mean, yeah, pretty much. Here, look.
I'm terrified, so I just don't want to make declarative statements if you have a different number.
I honestly don't even think that I looked at the numbers that much, but yeah, there's a whole lot of red.
and speaking of three and eight
versus 3-7 against the number.
I mean, on UCF's favor, they did cover against UConn. So that's good. You can cover against hapless UConn. They did not cover against USF. I don't care what kind of rivalry game you have. Holy shit. What the fuck, guys? Florida, on the other hand. Yeah. You want to talk about motivation? Oh, boy, it ain't going to be there. Florida
also did not cover against USF this year.
I forgot. Oh, God. Yeah, well, who's opting out after some petty accusations of avoiding each other? First time they meet until 2006. Look at that. Good job, guys. He finally got together. Oh, I didn't know Dylan Gabriel was transferring. That's something else.
Yeah, Florida has already had several guys say they're transferring. Plenty more are gonna or opt out for the pros. You've got an interim coach. Billy Napier's not taking over for this game.
Yeah, this is a night's game.
and UCF has wanted this badly since 06. Fuck a cover. Give me the money line. Like,
yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Florida is not going to give any kind of a shit about this game, whereas this is going to be arguably the biggest game UCF has played in years.
No joke. I mean, they want to win that in-state rivalry, something fierce, especially after barely getting over on USF. And Florida,
you get the Florida trophy here.
How many games in a row did Florida lose to end the season?
Because
it's at least zero. Five.
No, their last game was the win over Florida State.
Excuse me.
They beat Florida State, but they had four losses before that.
Yes, and I'm looking at the covers. So they have failed to cover anything, at least in their last five. In their last 10, they are 2-8, according to Action Network. That's real bad. Anyways, I'm taking the Knights. Sounds like you're taking the Knights, too.
Yeah, and yet somehow they almost beat Alabama.
College football is something else, folks. It is something else. It is the place where you can find sponsors like roofclaim.com, find actionface.shop. I didn't even know .shop was a domain.
I did either.
You have to know what kind of operations being run when there's like, what's the cheapest ass domain we can get? And .shop is right there. Congratulations, y'all. Well, it's going to be a lot of good fun. I'm excited for bowl season to kick off. It's always a fantastic time. It's a great way to have some background noise during the workday for sure as the holidays wind down. And look, if you took some time off, oh, this is a great way just to have when you're wrapping gifts or going Christmas shopping. That's what headphones are for. Put them in. Enjoy it. Send us out, Eddie.
It is a beautiful time. Let's be serious. It's almost Christmas. You're not going to do any work next week. Why even pretend? Throw that bad boy on. You got the streams. If you got them legally, great. If you don't, well, Google's not too hard to use. You could probably find them if you wanted them. But kids, I'm here to talk to you once again for the final time about a scourge upon our land, and that is confidence pools. Confidence pools are the dumbest fucking sports betting thing there is. You might as well just start throwing darts. If you do not do a weighted bowl pool, you're a bad person, a bad bettor, and I hate you, fundamentally. Honestly, that's really all I got, Ryan. I really, really hate confidence pools. They're the dumbest possible thing. I don't understand them. I don't like them. I don't respect them. And I will not participate. Kids, enjoy the bowls. We'll talk to you again, so I ain't got to wish you anything else. Except, as always, go Irish. Hail Gambler.
All right, that'll wrap up the first of our bowl episodes. Make sure you subscribe and get the rest of them over on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you happen to get your podcast feeds at. Make sure to come join and hang out with us at Discord over at herloyalsons.com/Discord. We are also going to be on twitch.tv/herloyalsons in a couple of weeks for the last sub ever. And of course, you can find us at herloyalsons.com. Until next time, y'all, Merry Christmas. Enjoy the bowls. Go Irish. Beat Pokes. Have a good one.
Let's get to the fucking bottom of this, Ryan. Specifically, Tulsa as a favorite against the spread.
And I got 3-5.
Yeah, you have 3-5. Sportsline says 5-1. And yet, when I go to the game log, 11-point favorite against Navy, loss. 7.5-point favorite against South Florida, loss. 3.5-point favorite against Houston, loss. 14.5-point favorite against Arkansas State, loss. So there's 4 as a favorite that they didn't cover,
huh.
Which still doesn't make either number correct.
That is weird.
That's really weird.
Fucking weird.
So unless Tulsa had a 22-point favorite against Temple cover, 3-point against Tulane cover, 7-point against USF cover, 3-point against Memphis cover, 14 against Arkansas State cover, 3.5 against Houston loss. And then 22-point against UC Davis loss. So that wouldn't have been counted on Sportsline, but that's your 5-1. Wait. Yeah, so that's fucked up. Okay. Now I'm really fucking confused.
Okay. Here we go. View all. All right. Yeah, I'm on Action Network's page. Okay, so they lost against Navy as a favorite. They lost against Houston as a favorite.
Oh, the W is straight up. That's okay. My bad. I read that wrong. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1. Those motherfuckers. So sports, do you have Sportsline?
I do not.
Okay, so here's the problem. So it says spread right here.
Uh-huh.
And that says as favorite. That would lead me to believe that they are 5-1 against the spread as a favorite.
I would believe so too.
But what we just established is that as a favorite, they are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1 straight up.
That's bullshit.
But not covering. So every number I have ever given based on that page is incorrect.
I was recording this right now.
That's the only thing I can figure. That is fucking infuriating.
That's fucked up.
Guess who is about to get it's almost embarrassing for me to admit that I've been using this fucking site for like 3 years and have
no, but I would do the same thing too. Like, why else would you have that up there? That's messed up, man.
That's fucking infuriating. Well, look, but this,
and they have a push.
Has pushes. So what the fuck?
They got data being pulled wrong somewhere.
Okay, let's investigate.
Right, I'm looking ODU. On. All right, they lost against Navy. 1, 2, 3 wins. And 1, 2, 3 losses. Wait a second.
Okay, so ODU as a dog. 1 win, 2 win, 3 wins.
See, and Action Network's numbers fucked up because they even have 4 wins against the spread, and they're saying Tulsa's 3-5.
Well, no, remember, the W's are not spread wins. They are straight up wins.
Oh, on here, where I'm looking on Action Network, it is spread. Oh, no, wait.
No, see, I have the Action Network. Oh, I'm not sharing my full screen, am I?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, this is different than how they show it on the app. What the fuck, guys?
Okay, how do I just do full screen? Here we go.
Desktop. This is fucking infuriating. See,
look, check this out.
Yeah, they did the actual win. That's fucked up. Because it's
just actual win.
Yeah.
Which, again, is completely fucking useless in that column. But what I don't understand is how you're getting a push over here when over here it's straight up.
All right, let me take a look at this. Okay.
Because when you look at as a dog.
Won that. That's 2 wins.
2 win, 3 win. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 losses.
Got 3.
Straight up.
I got 3-5 for them against the spread as a favorite. If I'm counting right. Because then there's.
For who? For ODU?
No, for.
Oh, for Tulsa.
For Tulsa.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if I can come up with 5 losses as a favorite. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah.
So
some of those numbers may be right, and then some of them might be wrong.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to write in and be like, look, I'm fucking befuddled. because I know that it has worked correctly because I've done this exercise before the last time we had this confusion and the sports line numbers were right.
Right. There's got to be some weird database pull that's kind of fucking things up.
Or like I'm reading it wrong, but I don't know how I could be.
No, you're not. Now, here's the interesting part. Games, okay, all games on road or neutral, so that's a full pick. Yeah, so.
Well, no, but it shouldn't be. On road or neutral should not include home games.
Yeah, how they how
so you don't play have 11, 11 games.
What the shit?
So let's see if maybe. Let's go to good old Notre Dame, a schedule we know quite well. Yeah, again, it has on road or neutral, you're 12. That makes no sense. And as a favorite 4-1.
We've only been a favorite 5 times?
No, look, we've been favorites 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. So what the fuck does that number mean?
Here, I got them pulled up.
Basketball.
There. Okay. So they have Notre Dame as 9-3 against the spread,
you know, here, 9-3 against the spread.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Remember how you were talking about how no other site puts it on the bottom and not the top? On the road or neutral, 4-1 as a favorite, 7-2.
I really wish I was recording this.
Man. Now let's.
Now it's going to make more sense.
Yeah, 5-1
as a favorite, 3-4. Yeah, because then they wouldn't include 3-4 double A bullshit.
I just, some weeks I remember that and some weeks I don't, I guess. I'm so mad right now.
That's incredible.